boys and girls getting down on the bar.
For those of you that got your Rosie on the house home maintenance calendar, if you look in January, you can see deciduous trees keyword. Mm-hmm. You search that keyword on Rosie on the House, it'll bring you to today's page.
Nice.
With all these details that we've talked about. It'll be have a transcription of the broadcast mentioning the varieties of peaches, the details on the 6-6 rule, the guidelines on chopping it, and the three things not to do, and now the three things
to do.
Yes, exactly. So, as I mentioned earlier, you can go into most nurseries and big box stores here in town, and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit, which just it infuriates me. In fact, I was recently at a big box store, and you know there are literally hundreds of different kinds of peaches, right?
I do now.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I knew four from earlier.
There you go. Literally, there are hundreds of different varieties of peaches that grow all, you know, in basically all climates. I was at a big box store recently, and I walked up to a peach tree, and the tag on it said peach. That's it. There was no variety. There was no nothing else. There was no chill hours. There was no rootstock. There was nothing. It just said peach. I can virtually guarantee you, given that only about a dozen peaches produce reliably here, I can virtually guarantee you that that particular peach tree will never make peaches here. And this is the one of the big reasons why. There's something called chill hours in deciduous fruit tree land, let's call it that. And chill hours are anything under about 39 degrees. And generally speaking, we get between 300 and 400 hours of chill. We probably won't get 400 hours of chill this year. But we get that number of hours of chill. And it doesn't have to be, you know, all night and every day. It's just over the course of the dormant season on the trees, you need to accumulate that many hours of chill in order for it to set fruit. This is called chill, and we're looking for low chill trees. All of the trees that we bring in our program and we educate people about are low chill trees. So if you're getting trees from me, you can count on that you're not going to have a problem with this. So that's not thing number one that you need to know. Thing number two that you need to know is about the rootstocks. This is a little bit more complicated, and you're going to have to do a little bit more research. You know, with these smartphones these days, if you're standing at a nursery and there's a rootstock tag on the tree, it doesn't always come that way, but if there is, you can look up the rootstock to see if it works here in the desert. But for deciduous stone fruit, there's only a few rootstocks that work. So we have to be very, you know, very selective about the rootstocks for all of our trees. You want to make sure that they're ones that are viable in the desert. Once again, in our program, all of our fruit trees are on the correct rootstocks that will grow well in the desert. And while we're on rootstocks, fruit trees are grafted. Basically, what that means is they take the roots of a tree and they take the fruiting or scion bud of a tree and they put them together. They graft them together so that all of the Anna apples, let's say, every Anna apple is the same genetic mix as the last one and the ones in the future. That's how they know that it's an Anna apple for sure. Because growing from seeds, you don't always know what you're going to get. And then the third piece that's very, very important, and that is that for soft flesh fruits, mostly the deciduous trees, you need to get the fruit harvested and off of the tree. It needs to be ripe and off of the tree by about July 10th. Otherwise, it just cooks. So if you're planting an August Pride peach, you're never going to get any viable fruit because it's just cooking on the tree. So those are the three big things you want to pay attention to. Again, we cover that in all of our trees that we bring in. We make sure that they're low chill. We make sure they're on the right rootstock and we make sure that they ripen at the right time.
And people can come out to the pop-up nursery.
Pop-up
what time
nursery.
Is that open today?
It's open today from 9 until 3, and we'll be open every Friday and Saturday between now and the end of February from 9 until 3. And you know, when you come looking for it, it's kind of an interesting space. It's a friend of mine's old warehouse. It's on the corner of Meadowbrook and 7th Street. It's a white warehouse. Unless you know what you're looking for, you might miss it, but we have signs up. And it's this small, maybe 1,500 square foot storage yard. and we turn it into this nursery. So when you walk on, we have our bagged products, my Farmer Greg's planting mix and your compost and all that kind of stuff. That's on the left. And then if you look straight and further to the left, we have all of these fruit trees, deciduous trees, healed in. And basically what that means is that we have compost piled around their roots. So that when you come and pick up your trees from us, we're actually going to bare root them. We're going to pull them out of that compost, put them in a bag, and you're going to take them home with you. And you'll need to come prepared to go home and plant these trees, because bare root trees, you want to get them in the ground as soon as possible. Now, I say this is the best way to do trees, because basically we have all of these trees. They're dormant. Dave Wilson shipped them to us, and while they're dormant, so you're taking them home and planting them in the ground while they're dormant, so they break dormancy where they're going to spend the rest of their life.
And that's at the pop-up nursery?
At the pop-up nursery.
Now, 9 o'clock, you're not going to quite get there in time, but I assume team there.
I have a great team. There's about 15 of us there today, and we just have fun. It's like Christmas. When you come on the lot, it's just like Christmas. So that's 4549 North 7th Street in Phoenix.
And I'm sure I can find that on the urbanfarm.org.
Yep, absolutely.
So you can find times there if you can't make it out today, or if you want to do this, but you don't have a plan, go by and make a plan. Look at what's available. Yep. Check the varieties. Check your garden space. Take a couple pictures. Be prepared to ask some questions and put a plan together.
Yeah, come down and see me. I'll chat with you all you want.
Mr. Greg Peterson, the Urban Farmer, thanks for your time this Saturday morning.
Woo!